بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, during the early days of Islam in Makkah Mukarrama, the mushrikeen of Makkah had taken an oath and made a promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if a specific sign, a specific ayah had to be brought from the sky, then upon the arrival of this particular sign, they will most definitely accept it. They will bring iman. They will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here in the last few verses of the 7th juz, Allah speaks about this oath that they had taken. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا. Allah says they took firm oath, solemn oaths, saying that if the sign had to come to them, then definitely they will bring iman in it. And this was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people accept Islam. And one of the major benefits would have been that the persecution, the torment, the suffering that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had to undergo at their hands would have come to an end. So this was something which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam greatly anticipated. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that this is just a delaying tactic that these mushrikeen are using. In reality, they do not want to bring iman. But they know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in charge of bringing any signs that he wants. Rather, this is left to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah explains, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that these mushrikeen are such, even if we had to send down the angels to them, وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى, and or we had to cause the dead to be resurrected, and these the dead had to then speak to them and tell them to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا, and if we had to bring whatever they want in front of them, مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, still they would not have brought iman. This was just a tactic that they were using, but in reality their hearts are devoid of sincerity. They don't want to really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that understand the persecution and the suffering that you are undergoing at the hands of these people is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah explains, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ, that every Nabi who came into this world had enemies and had opponents. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here also ulama explain that for us, when a person will come onto haqq, and many a times during the month of Ramadan, a person makes this intention that I'm going to change my life, I'm going to make some amendments to my schedule, whatever evil that I was doing, whatever disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was involved in, I'm going to try and get rid of this. So a person makes this intention and he makes an effort and he begins to change his life, then many a times the first barrier, the first hurdle that he will face will be from his very own family members and friends. Those who are close to him, he will have to hear nasty remarks, comments that you are now too pious and you are too strict and there's no enjoyment being with you anymore. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Earlier on we had heard in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, definitely, most certainly you will hear these nasty remarks, these comments being passed. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, you should bear this with sabr, with patience. You should have taqwa. Continue to do what you have to do. Obey, fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let this bother you. Somebody had once come to one of the mashayikh, ghaliban it was Hazrat Anwi rahmatullah alayh, and he said to him, Hazrat, ever since I took bay'ah to you and I have tried to make a change in my life, then people are calling me a buzruk. And they're saying, you're such a pious person, you're an Allah wala. And this is annoying me, it's irritating me. What do I do? So Hazrat told him, rahmatullah alayh, that do you prefer that they call you a shaitan, badmash, that you're a bad person? If you don't want this, then at least they are praising you, they're speaking highly of you. So you should take this as a sign of acceptance. And you continue doing your work, but don't let this bother you. So this is something that will happen when a person makes that intention to change his life. He will hear comments, he will hear remarks. People will say things to him, but he mustn't let this affect him. He must continue and do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah speaks about hidayat, guidance. That this is not something that is within our hands, but it is solely the decision and the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Allah says, that person who Allah wants to guide, Allah has written that hidayat is muqaddar for him, then Allah will open up his chest, Allah will facilitate for him to accept and to believe in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ, that person who Allah wishes to mislead, and hidayat is not muqaddar for him, then يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا, Allah will make his heart and his chest constrained, tight, In other words, he will not have the capacity to accept. كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ And what an example Allah gives. His chest, his heart will become tight as though he is ascending into the sky. Ajib, 1400 years ago, Quran is speaking about the change of the atmospheric pressure and how the oxygen level changes as a person goes higher into the sky. So Allah says this person's heart will become constrained. He won't have the capacity to accept and to listen to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hidayat is the decision of Allah. Who He chooses to guide, He will guide. Who He chooses to mislead, He will mislead. And therefore we find during the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he would always express gratitude, appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat of iman. The dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make, Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil Islam. All praise is due to Allah that He gave us this invaluable ni'mat, this bounty of iman of Islam. Ulama say, what is Islam? Iman is such that takes a person out of Jahannam and puts him into Jannah. What greater bounty, what greater benefit can there be? So all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. All praise is due to Allah who has guided us on this path. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ If Allah didn't choose us, then there is no way we would have been rightly guided. Ulama say also that when a person is traveling, a person is coming to the masjid, and then as he is passing the homes of his neighbors who have been deprived of iman, we should think to ourselves that what did I do to be blessed with this iman? It's not that something that I did from my side, that I was worthy of it and Allah gave me iman. This is just solely the bounty, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These neighbors of mine, they didn't do anything to be deprived. But this was the choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. So we always make shukr and we continue to appreciate and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty of iman, this bounty of Islam. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 10 guidelines in the Quran which mufassirin say are the basis of all the different shariats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. And the basis of the deen of Islam also, very quickly we'll run through them. The first is Allah tushriku bihi shay'a. Of course, the foundation is that a person does not ascribe, associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after that Allah mentions wa bil walidaini ihsana, that a person treats his parents with kindness. Whether his parents are elderly or not, but he treats them with kindness, whether they are muslimin, mu'mineen or not. We find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam various incidents. Sahaba radiallahu anhum would ask the question that my mother, my father have not yet accepted Islam. How do I deal with them? And always the answer would come that treat them with love, treat them with compassion, with kindness. So this comes in many places in the Quran. Immediately after Allah speaks about not making shirk, about worshipping Him, Allah then speaks about being kind and being obedient to one's parents. Thereafter, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ That a person should not kill his children out of fear of poverty. And this refers to the practice in Jahiliyyah where they would bury their daughters alive or they would do everything that they could not to have children out of fear of poverty, that who is going to provide for them. So here Allah says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ That leave who is going to provide for them, who is providing for you. It is us, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ We are sustaining you and we will sustain your children as well. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَلْ Then Allah says that don't go close to immorality. Ensure that you live a life of modesty. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ And when it comes to the lives of those around you, then treat every life with respect. Do not kill any person, do not harm any person unrightfully. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّ When it comes to the property, the wealth of others, this also you should treat with respect. That do not usurp the wealth of the orphans especially. And when they reach an age where they are now able to take care of their own possessions and their wealth, then you should hand it over to them. وَأُوفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ Then Allah speaks about justice, fairness when it comes to one's business dealings. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِرُوا When a person has to speak, then in his speech he should be just and fair. And finally Allah says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا That fulfill your pledge that you have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you promised to obey Allah, to fulfill His commands, then ensure that you fulfill this pledge and you do not break the promise that you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the ending of Suratul An'am. And very briefly, one more incident that we'll speak about, or rather a few more verses. In Suratul A'raf, we find a very amazing address that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in this surah, which Mufassirin have spoken about, is that generally throughout the Quran, when Allah addresses insan, then Allah will say, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O mankind, O those who have iman. But in this surah, and this is not found in any other surah in the Quran, in four places Allah addresses us by saying, Ya bani Adam, O children of Adam. And the first three of these four addresses, we find where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically about clothing. The first verse Allah says, Ya Bani Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا. That, O children of Adam, we have sent down clothing to you with two main functions. One is, and the main reason is that it will be a means of covering those portions of your body that need to be covered. Warisha, and secondly, it will be an adornment, a means of beautification for you. And thereafter, the next verse, Ya Bani Adam, ala yaftinannakum ash-shaytan. O Bani Adam, do not let shaytan turn you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he turned Adam alayhi salam, or as he deceived Adam alayhi salam, and he caused his clothing to be removed from him. And thereafter, the third verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. That, O children of Adam, ensure that you are dressed appropriately at the time of every salah. So what is the link between Bani Adam and clothing? Why this specific address and this issue of clothing that has been mentioned? Mufassirin explained that Allah is speaking to Bani Adam. Allah is reminding us of His favor upon us, that He made us insan. And in reality, the only distinguishing, or one of the main distinguishing factors between human beings, between insan and animals, is that of clothing. An animal, no matter how intelligent that species may be, but you will never find an animal wearing clothing. Insan, this is a ni'mat, a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In the same way, when insan will discard the clothing that Allah has given and will start wearing those things that Allah has not sanctioned, has not approved, then his behavior also will not be the behavior of a human being. Then his behavior will be more in tune, more in line with that of the animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. As Quran mentions, that when a person does not fulfill or does not follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he won't be like an animal, but worse than that. He will be even more astray, more misguided than an animal. So this is a very important aspect, especially in today's time, when it comes to the woman folk, especially their dressing, that it should be modest. As the mashayikh mentioned, unfortunately sometimes, even those who are outwardly pious, but the woman is wearing such an abaya, such a cloak, which is in need of another cloak on top of it. The purpose is that it should not be attractive, it should be concealing. But yet we know what level the dressing has gone. Even when it comes to the menfolk also, sometimes a person is wearing a kurta, but it's so tight, his entire body shape can be seen. So this is something completely against the dictates of Shariat. We can understand how important it is for us to be dressed correctly and modestly. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.